from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
$99. iFlow dispenses a safe and highly effective solution right into the drain line and pan. It unclogs it, keeps the AC going. iFlow.com. iFLO.com. Go there right now. Don't go another South Florida day without it. iFLO.com. iFlow.com.
Bush Loaded, the greatest hits tour. Friday, August 30th, Hard Rock Live. With special guests, Jerry Cantrell and Candlebox. Tickets on sale now at myhrl.com or ticketmaster.com. Bush Loaded, the greatest hits tour. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood.
Football season is here. Are you geared up? Miami Hurricanes, Miami Dolphins, Inter Miami. You need gear? Go to Caneswear. Visit the new store in Davie or go to caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot Miami fans shop.
Injuries occur in more ways than just car accidents or trip and falls. Hi, I'm Harvey Cohen from the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. We've been handling all types of injury cases for 25 years, including electric shock, nursing home neglect, product defect cases, and even customer assault cases against businesses.
I'm Gary Judah. Have a partner with his name on the door handle your injury case. Call Cohen and Judah at 866-FAIR-FEE or visit cohenandjudah.com to see our reviews and results.
Brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
This is the home of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. An Odyssey sports station. And also home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. The U. Miami Hurricanes football and basketball. And Leagues Cup champion Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know truck.
Miami Dolphins have wrapped up practice for the day. Tua Tagovailoa is going to meet with the media shortly.
And they don't have practice tomorrow, right?
I don't think so.
No,
I'm not positive, but I don't think so.
Because I would say
4 p.m.
I'm going to just throw this out there.
Hmm?
That would suck to put in a day's work and then get cut.
That's what I was saying. Now, that, dude, you got to be, you know, crapping in your pants right now. Like, you, this might be your final day to show out to make sure that you have a spot on the roster.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. And you kind of get an idea who's on the bubble or whatnot. But if you wait until this last day to show what you can do.
Damage is done.
Correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go in and ball out when you had 3 preseason games and you go ball out to practice before cut day.
Yeah.
That's more insulting to the team.
Yeah, it's I agree. That's going to be an interesting one. But we will hear, see if Tua's, obviously this is the first time I think he's talking since the Brian Flores thing blew up again last week. And then,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Unless he tells Brian Flores to go bleep himself again, which is not going to happen. If anything, I bet you he's going to be like, you know, I feel bad because Tua's a nice guy.
calling somebody a terrible person is kind of rough.
It is rough. It is rough.
Because you don't know that man for real like that.
You work with him for 2 years. You get an idea of what he was with you.
Vlad, I can tell you, I can say this, right? It shouldn't have to be explained, but I don't know what your relationship, I don't know, Tua don't know what Brian's relationship, if he have a wife and kids.
He does.
He don't know that
That's
relationship.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm
only
saying.
Only thing he knows is as the relationship coach. He's had with him.
Right.
And according to him, in his relationship, he's a terrible person. There's nothing wrong with that.
I can't.
Like, I don't care. You.
But Leroy, I can't call you. See, here's the thing, Leroy, and I just hear what you're saying. But where I'm from, I'm still a man. And you calling me a terrible person to the national media, you don't know me. I still got I still got a wife. I still got a family
You know why that don't fly with me?
What's that?
Here's why. Because there's athletes that could sign 300 autographs and dismiss that next person. And that next person going to call that athlete a jackass.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you can call me a terrible coach. You could call me a terrible communicator. But saying the public, I'm a terrible person?
Yeah. If my interaction with you warranted that, then I'm just calling it for my. I don't know how you treat your wife and your kids. I don't know how you treat this guy, that guy. It's through my.
The thing that was fascinating about it, too, is Flores didn't really buck against a lot of what Tua said. It kind of felt like he said that hurt. Like he said he's a human, but he also like said he grew a lot. So I think he probably
apologize?
No. I mean, like he said he wished him the best. Didn't apologize.
Vlad, at least the fakest of people would say this. Look, that wasn't my intent. If I did do that, I apologize. I try not to carry myself that way. The company line, right? He didn't even go that far.
No, because
right? He's I'm human. He did everything but apologize for Tua, which makes him even worse. You understand?
I really
it makes him even worse. Because wait, you looking at it from the standpoint of how Tua made Brian Flores feel in front of his people, right?
Right.
But let me ask you a question. How the hell you think Brian Flores made Tua look in front of his peers?
The same way I would think he would make the other peers feel the same way as a head coach. Because here's my thing with that. Here's the thing, Leroy. I understand. If there's one player on a roster that you should have a relationship with, it would be the face of the franchise, which would be the quarterback. But you also got 52 other gentlemen that you got to coach
as well. Don't matter. Your job is more dependent on that one player than anybody else on that field.
Plus, it's already been revealed. Like he did a lot of this to other players, too, and a lot of young players especially.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So it wasn't like he was singling somebody out.
And they probably all think he's a terrible person, too.
And there was probably 44 other people who probably thought he was a good person as well.
But the thing that's different with the Tua thing is, like, you guys, like, they left Tua out to dry.
Wilkins loves him.
Does he?
You don't think, but wait. See, this is where I get where you're coming from and how that's harsh or whatever. But do you understand? This man was almost single-handedly responsible for ruining Tua's career. Right?
Okay.
So for the same reasons why you saying, we got to go to blows if you call me that in front of my family or whatever. Thinking you got a guy in your life that's supposed to be one of the people helping you. And he's damn near ruined your career.
But I think that's the thing. Like, it's not like he said, quote, Brian Flores is a terrible person. Like, he's doing an explanation of the difference between both of them. But even if you want to play that game, Vlad, like, I think Tua probably will. I think knowing, Tua as like, the way that he does handle himself, he probably got caught up in the answer. I bet you he does walk it back somewhat. I bet you he does.
I don't have no problem with everything he said. But somebody
a terrible. Tua's a good enough – here. This will clarify it right now, okay? It was out of character for Tua. And he probably was pissed off about what Brian Flores did to him. And he'll probably walk it back, right? And say, look, I was really upset with what happened. I probably shouldn't have went there, right? But Brian Flores didn't do that to him. which makes it even worse.
Yeah, Flo.
You feel me?
Like Flo left him out publicly.
It's even worse that he didn't even try to apologize. He didn't even. He just talked about other stuff, but never actually apologized to Tua. That makes him an even worse person.
And they really did leave him out to dry. Like that. Right? Those whole couple years when the rumors were going on, you did feel bad for him. You did. Like they're like, man, they were treating Tua terribly.
Hey, if Tua walks it back, is that more of an indication of what kind of person he is? And the fact that Brian Flores never came out and apologized to Tua, is that evident of what kind of person he is? Because guess what? It was a lot easier for Brian Flores to get another job than for Tua to end up where he is today.
Let me ask you a question. You think you think Tua would be able to handle your coach?
Belichick?
No, your college coach.
He had Nick Saban.
I'm saying, would he be right?
Yes.
He would have been able to handle him. Okay. Yeah. You think he would have been able to handle Belichick?
Yeah, he had Nick Saban.
Okay, so my questioning is this. He had those type of guys.
There's a difference in being hard on a player and being counterproductive with a player.
This is another thing too that I don't understand with people. Like the thing that was beating down was not, hey, you're not good at quarterback. It was that they were actively trying to replace him.
Okay,
and week in and week out, and then they go into the media, Vlad, and they lie.
Okay, so
then they lie, and then they make him go face the media,
and that's nasty work.
Like that has nothing to do with coaching styles or that he got yelled at. Like also, then on top of it, he's like allegedly getting texts, "Don't blow this, don't suck." Like that's not coaching.
Okay, now that part, I'm not giving Flores is at fault, but I feel like everyone's at fault. Because somebody's getting ear, hey, when he's a coach, to start losing, supposedly, right? Hey, we want you to lose. Then, hey, can you bring a certain GOAT status quarterback to a yacht so we can have a conversation? Oh, hey, there's some, creep in Houston wants to leave. Hey, is there any chance for us to get it? So everybody involved.
Yeah, the organization definitely has
problems. Everyone involved is at fault.
Except Tua, because he was the recipient of all that stuff.
Okay,
but with that being said,
you got to grow a little balls. So you got to grow. You got to be a little thick. You got to be a little tougher. You got to be a little tougher because as Flores has yelled at me.
Coaches have yelled at me.
Right.
Coaches have told me that I need to do better, but they never told me I was garbage. Okay, that is not the coach's job. Is to get the most out of their talent.
And you know what, Leroy, I agree with you. But he was getting the most out of his talent because you know why. Other than that first season, he had winning records. And one thing I can honestly say about those Miami Dolphins teams, come December and January, they were
they were
winning December and January, going on the road, going to cold weather places, and beating teams. That's what I remember.
Nah, not in Tennessee they didn't.
I remember them going to New England, causing New England the number one seed.
Yeah, but New England was going to be the one seed?
No, New England would have been the one seed.
You're talking about the tank year.
They would have been the one seed.
Yeah, you're talking about the tank year with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, and then what happened the following year?
The next year they weren't good because Tom Brady was like on the outs. That was the breakup.
But
which is probably why he didn't want to.
But the Dolphins' records in December and January under Brian Flores is five games above.
He still had, I understand that, but he also had seven game losing streaks in there too, Vlad. Like, this whole idea of like
that's the weirdness about these coaches. Like, if I really wanted to have two coaches for the Dolphins, I would have McDaniel coach from September to November, and then have Flores coach from November. Tag team coaching because
Dudley boys.
They tried that, and you know where they did that? Chicago with Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka.
And guys, you gotta understand my final point about this. And this, he was bad to Tua, and he was bad to a couple guys. But maybe he was coaching everybody. He had to change his coaching philosophy. But he's also got to coach 52 other players.
I understand it's a strong thing, but I think the thing is like over for Tua to sit on it for 2 years, basically, and Brian Flores dealing with that day in and day out for 2 years, And Tua, this is like the one thing, like Tua having his moment after, yeah, you said I sucked and I got a franchise contract. You know, maybe Tua still got accomplishments he has to go. We still have to see that Tua can be the guy that leads the Dolphins to key wins, but it was still an important summer for him. He did hit a huge professional goal that this guy probably never thought that he was going to reach. And yeah, he's peacocking a little bit. Was it strong? Yeah, it was strong. I venture to guess that Tua has been told worse stuff from Flo.
I would say I bet you he's been told worse stuff from Nick Saban. But here's the deal, right? In order to feel that way, you got to feel this coming from a certain place. Like, I've had coaches yell at me, but I always knew those coaches had their best interest in my performance, right? They wanted me to do as well, right? When somebody says the same thing and you know that person don't really like you, it hits home different. And you could say he's coaching a lot of guys like that, but when a guy does not like you and he says he's just coaching you hard, it comes from a different place. It comes from a place of hate and not out of love. You see what I'm saying? And so, yeah, if he deemed that as that guy being a terrible person because it came from a place of dislike and not a place of production or love, then I don't have a problem with it. Because he is the coach. He is the guy that's supposed to get the most out of all of his players.
Can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm?
Sure can.
Your axeattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Hold on, let me get my wires ready.
He's got to bring that giant ass wire with him.
All right. It is mostly cloudy, but the sun is poking through a little bit. We got light winds, maybe 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's maybe a little more than light. I would expect some showers later on today because that's what it's been doing for the last week. And the winds are blowing out of the south, southeast.
Mm.
And I would say the temperature's right about 90, 91 degrees.
And Leroy is correct.
Boom.
Jesus Christ.
He's a golfer.
He's accurate. Hey, dude. Oh, man.
Hey, we got a little rain shower when I was golfing this weekend. And it felt like it got hotter. That's the worst.
Well,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Take a break. About more for this.
High end. So high end. So high end. Oh.
Welcome back to the show. Tobin's doing some stuff, and I was supposed to text him a minute before the music happens, but I was also doing stuff, putting stuff up in the podcast, so I completely forgot, so that's on me. But he's back now. He is back.
Hello.
That's on me, Tobin. I forgot to...
It's all good, buddy.
I was putting hour one in the pod.
We're all going out here. Leroy's... What do you got? What are you eating right now, Leroy?
By the way, Leroy... People were questioning what was wrong with your cough last hour because you were coughing during game balls and game bumps.
That wasn't me cough.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not sure.
I think it was you.
Yeah, I was just listening to Tua's press conference on...
Any mention of...
Yeah, I'm going to bring it here for you guys so we can get this here. I had a couple of questions, at least in the ongoing. I don't know if they'll revisit it.
So the way this works, guys, is this. We don't bring this up every day. We hadn't talked about it in a while.
Right.
And then the Levitard thing came up.
Yep.
And then for some reason, even after Tua had already said these things, it went viral again.
Well, yeah, he's the most one of the most polarizing figures in the NFL.
It's a salacious story.
Yeah, but he had already commented on this long before that. But then when Levitard brought it up again, then everybody started talking about it again.
I think the one element that's been missing is we all knew that Tua had confidence shaken. We all knew that Tua had a great relationship with Mike McDaniel. I don't think he's ever really addressed a question directly asked about Brian Flores.
Right.
And then Brian Flores comes out the next day. He has his weird press conference. You know, and as I've said, like, once he comments on it, and Tua, I think when you hear his response here, he probably did the right thing, which is squash it. I don't really know what else there is to say about it. Like, they got a big season coming up.
It's
kind of time to move on from
it. Well, you said it right, Tobin. It's the summer. It's mm-hmm. training camp.
There's yeah, really it was the worst week for Flores. If this happened week three, Flores, I'm like, yeah, no one
but
cares.
You know what? It was nothing going on during the summer, and guess what? He just got the bag.
Yep.
So Dave definitely. I could look at it this way: would he have mentioned this if he had not gotten his extension yet?
Would they, I don't even know
they
if he would have
asked. I don't never know if they would have asked him.
Don't right. even know if he would have sat down with Dan if he didn't have his
so
contract extension.
So it's like, you know, you can ask him that question now because those two.
He's got security.
He's mm-hmm. got security.
Right.
There's a sense of comfort.
Yep.
And he knows what he's going to say is not going to be any repercussions because he's the face of the franchise right now.
Here was Tua. This was him being asked about it by the media. And here's his talk on the Flores thing.
I don't think anyone here thought we'd be relitigating 2021 and 2022
yeah.
this summer.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Brian Flores in the last week?
I haven't heard from him.
Did you see his comments publicly?
I haven't seen his comments publicly.
Is there anything more that you'd like to add in the conversation to that?
There's nothing more I'd like to add to that.
Well, that might be the answer.
All right.
Stop it. Stop the capping. You didn't see those comments publicly.
He definitely saw those comments.
You've had a week. And come on, man. Everybody's been waiting to ask you those questions. The Dolphins media relations people
Here.
Are going to prepare you
question.
Of course.
For those questions. Come on, stop.
Let me
lie.
Ask you a question. Let me make a comment. You're forgetting how the game is played. Right? Why did he say, no, I didn't hear his comments? Because he doesn't want to comment on Flores' comments.
Mm-hmm.
So that nixes the follow-up
And then
question.
It's like, do you want to add anything to it? Nope.
Right. You see what I'm saying, Vlad? So, like, we can call Tua a liar.
Which?
But I know why he said no. It's because the follow-up question, he would have got 30 follow-up questions about Brian Flores.
I would
so
said,
how do you nix all those questions? Never heard.
Didn't no, he? You could no comment.
I thought we'd be relitigating 2021 and 2022
yeah.
this summer.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Brian Flores in the last week?
I haven't heard from him.
Did you see his comments publicly?
I haven't seen his comments publicly.
Is there anything more that you'd like to add in the conversation to that?
There's nothing more I'd like to add to that.
It's like he's on the it's like he's on the stand.
Right.
Yeah, all you had to say is no comment. No comment would have moved the
no,
questions
but no,
along.
Here, Vlad.
No
what
comment.
What are you doing?
No, Vlad,
wait,
don't tell me.
Wait, listen,
Vlad, I know. Don't
Vlad,
tell me
Vlad,
you didn't. Don't
Vlad,
tell me you've had seven
Vlad,
days
Vlad,
of a topic.
Vlad,
don't tell.
Vlad,
don't. I
Vlad,
don't care. No.
You not,
don't
you're not
lie
playing
to me.
The game, dude.
Don't insult
you're
my intelligence.
Playing, Vlad.
Do not insult my intelligence. I asked you a question. Have you? Don't tell me. Don't tell me
okay,
that you haven't seen it and it's been a week.
Vlad.
If you don't want to answer it,
Vlad,
don't answer
Vlad,
it.
Vlad,
don't tell me
Vlad,
no. Just
Vlad,
don't tell me no. I haven't
Vlad,
seen it. Stop.
You know, no comment doesn't mean we're not going
Stop.
To
Stop. Don't tell me that. You capping. Stop capping.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that he's
yes.
lying. The only thing
you
that he's.
Avoid having to go deep into this conversation.
Dog, just say, I don't need to go into this conversation.
If
I said what I said
no
last
comment,
week, and that's it.
Vlad.
But when you're telling
Vlad,
me no, you haven't
Vlad,
seen it in a week,
Vlad,
I'm not trying
Vlad.
To hear that. Stop. Don't insult my intelligence.
I'm insulting
Fam, don't.
You for this reason. Wait. Let me ask you a question, Vlad. If I ask you a question and you say no comment, okay, are the questions going to stop?
Yes, because I said
no
comment.
No, they're not. No.
Fam, I'm the one y'all interviewing. If I tell you no comment, I'm not answering any more of these questions. Guess what's going to happen, Tobin?
If he says no comment, somebody else is going to try to ask the question in a different way.
I got an extra question from him. I'm going to get to this for you guys. I think this is the end of the Flores thing because he was asked to ask about, like, you know, some past things with Flores. I'll give that to you here in a second. But to Vlad's point, I don't believe him that he didn't hear the comments.
I don't believe believe him either.
So but, why are you going to lie to me? Because
he's trying to squash it.
Okay, I understand.
He's trying to squash it.
You could squash it, but you don't got
to
lie.
Why does Mike McDaniel tell you a QB job is neck and neck? That's not.
Exactly. You don't have to, but you don't got to lie. You can lie to me without lying to me.
Vlad, you're making a terrible assumption here, okay? Here's what the assumption is. You're telling me that if he says no comment to the first one, nobody else is going to ask any questions of similar on a similar. You see what I'm saying?
Do you want to hear his other question that he was asked?
Sure.
All right. This was him being asked a past question about Brian Flores and why Brian Flores even started him in the first place his rookie year.
That did occur to me.
Yeah.
And that is, you mentioned in your comments to Dan how he was highly critical of you through that process. Mm-hmm. And yet there was, I think, somewhat of a surprise that he made the change when he did. Why do you think that change to bench Brian and insert you happened if he was so down on you?
That's a great question. I'm not going to answer that truthfully right now, but I think I know why, but I won't, you know, I won't speculate or give anyone any speculations on that. You know, whatever, you know, you want to create to think, think that. But other than that, I think that'll just stay here with the organization. Yeah.
Do you think it's more important for a quarterback to have support of his head coach than maybe possibly any other position?
Yeah, 100%. This is a quarterback-driven league. I 100% think that. Without a good team, without a good quarterback, I don't think you can do much in this league. Sure, you can have a good defense. It's good, really good offenses in this league. You got to put up points, and you got to find ways to do that. So I definitely believe that for sure.
There you go. 2 minutes ago to the media.
The man wants to answer these questions. What are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? He wants to answer these questions. You know why? When you get $167 million, you feel more emboldened. You will feel more to talk with you.
He's an honest
like
guy, too. I mean, Tua, I say Tua is almost honest to a fault sometimes.
I'm not upset. Listen, like I said, everyone's involved. Was he mean to Tua? Yes. But can Tua have toughened up? Absolutely. He could have.
Mm-hmm.
But so, like I said, everyone involved was wrong. It turned out that Tua, I'm happy that he found Mike McDaniel, and Mike McDaniel got him out of his doldrums and whatever bad situation it is he was in mentally from what Brian Flores did. That happens. Hey. But you know what? That happens in all of sports. When a guy leaves.
But I think you probably answered your own question, Vlad. Like, I understand being annoyed by it, but I think that I bet you anything Mike McDaniel's like, hey, man, cool with you going on Dan. They like Dan, you know. But we got to squash this. How are we going to squash this?
Cool. But
how are we going to do it?
But don't tell me.
But that's how they do it. Like, you know? Like, that's.
But then when you tell me that, you also then, if others act like Leroy would say, others would act a question.
Well, what I would say to that.
Answer it a different way and kind of just say, well, wait a minute. You said you don't want to talk about this. And then.
Yeah, I would.
You just said, I would give you the honest. I can't give you the honest answer. What are we doing here?
Well, this is what I would say to that, though. And this is you know, a tough place. Like Leroy said, you want to dismiss it. But I think on that part, then somebody from the media, if you really want to dig onto it, has to go and say, well, this is what he said. What's your reaction to that? You know, that's kind of – at that point, it is on the media to bring it up to him. Well, if he's gonna act like he hadn't heard it.
If you're the man and you'd be like, look, I want to squash this. I said what I said. That's the end of it. I'm not answering any more questions about this situation.
He did say that, though.
That's it. So the minute somebody asks,
you think you're talking to adults? When you say that, they're still going to ask the question.
But you know what? I'm numero uno. I'm the face of the franchise, like you just said, right?
Mm-hmm. But you're expecting Tua to be professional in this matter, right? And say, if you don't want to answer no questions, but don't lie to us. Well, why can't Tua expect him to say, look, guys, look, we're done with this. Let's just move on. And then somebody tries to find another way to answer the question.
I just won't answer the question. You can set them out. You're the one that's being asked the questions. And he's the quarterback. So if somebody asks a question and Tua doesn't answer, you know what's going to happen? Next question by Beasley or Perkins is going to be about the game or the roster.
That's not true. That's not true.
If I'm not
going to answer. That's not true.
Tobin, you don't think.
That's not true.
I mean, I gave you the order of the questions. That was the first one was what he was asked about. Somebody asked him, Mike White, to start the press conference. I was like, boring. Anyway, they get to that part. I told the exchange where he says nothing is what they've said. And then the follow-up was from, I think it was Hal Habib from the Palm Beach Post, asking about, well, why do you think that he ever started you if he
and
didn't like
he
it?
And he wanted to answer the question, and he said,
I don't want to truthfully answer that, right, which probably means he thinks that somebody in the organization forced Brian Flores to start him.
And that was it. That's the end.
Which is guess what? Right.
Which is why I said everybody involved is at fault.
No, I don't have a problem with any of that, right? I don't have a problem with any of that. We all know that this would have never got that far those first 2 years if somebody didn't give the okay upstairs,
mm-hmm.
right? But as far as the being in the presser, dude, like you think if you told a reporter, hey, I don't want to talk about that, that everybody would respect your wishes and not ask you another question on it? You honestly think that? So you think that? You're a fool, because it never happens, Vlad. Tobin, mm-hmm. does it ever happen?
I mean, like he said, if he's saying that he didn't hear the comments, I think the only other place that you could have gone, Leroy.
No, that's not what I asked.
I'm giving you my answer. I'm giving you the answer, Leroy. I'm giving you my answer. Give me a second, okay. Man. What I'm saying is, if somebody wanted to go in another direction of saying, just because if I said, I didn't hear the comments. The only other thing a media member could do then is bring him the comments react to that.
I'm talking about in general. If, as a player or a coach, Bill Belichick infamously,
yeah,
right,
mm-hmm.
has had these where he goes, I don't want to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that, right? And they keep asking questions. So what I'm saying to Vlad is, Vlad think he's dealing with professionals and people that are going to honor the request. I'm saying if Tua said, I don't want to talk about that, they'll just find different ways to try to ask the same question.
Yeah, but I just gave you what they asked him.
Right, they did try to figure out a different way, and he said,
it's over now. Like, that's the thing, though. Like, I think that the point is go into the press conference, throw cold water on it. Let's move on. Yeah, we got a season coming up.
That's fine. But, like, the reason why I get so upset about this is y'all think that these reporters or whatever are going to respect your wishes as the guy answering the question. And while you're going to end up doing is spending the next 20 minutes saying, no, no, guys, I said I'm not going to talk about it. No, no. So why do we all of a sudden have to think that Tua got to be professional, but the people asking questions not going to respect his wishes. Mm. Like, you can do, if that's doing your job, fine. Then guess what? I'm going to answer the question to try to avoid other questions. That's factual. That's how it works. They don't ever stop asking the questions. Well, they just ask them in different ways.
Yeah. I mean, like, those are the only things I think related to it in the press conference that were there.
Yeah.
But
there was, if he would have said, look, I don't want to talk about Brian Flores anymore or whatever, mm-hmm. that question would have still came out.
Yeah, I mean, those were the questions, the exchanges about
it. Right, but that's my point, Vlad. So you're making it sound like if he didn't want to answer any questions, just say so.
I've seen athletes do that.
Yes.
You've seen athletes do that, right? And especially if you're the quarterback, if you say, I don't want to talk to you, guess what? Those reporters don't want to lose any type of
value. But his only question, the only question that he's lying about is that I didn't see the comments.
Exactly.
Because he was asked, did Brian Flores reach out to you? He said no. And then he was asked, did you hear the comments? I did not hear the comments.
Exactly.
Do you want to say anything? I don't want to say anything.
Well, first of all, you would have had to known.
Like, only one of those is a lie.
No, well, you would have had to known what would Brian Flores be reaching out to you for.
No, he wouldn't. But I mean, he did do the interview. Like, he knows.
Right. So then why would Brian Flores be reaching out to you for?
I don't think it's crazy that, like, you think Brian, like, your first instinct is right. Like, he's probably told by the media relations department, hey, this was what Flo said about it. Do I care? Does he even want to hear what 15 minutes of Brian Flores talking about him? Probably not.
Forget Dolphins media, okay?
Hmm?
It was on all week. And we all know in those practice facilities at Baptist Health what's on the TV screen.
Yeah, probably.
It's NFL Network and ESPN.
But does he want to keep – but that's where Leroy's – like when you want to squash it.
I get that. But you know what?
You squash it.
But here's the problem.
Aren't you kind of quibbling, though, over like,
no,
I don't care about the comments and I didn't hear the comments?
I'm I'm more upset that you saying you didn't see the comments or hear the comments. Because guess what? You would have to know.
And as an athlete, I get insulted when I say I don't want to talk about something and you keep asking me questions.
And I get that. But you can walk away.
Why can't both sides be accountable? He's trying to avoid that next step, which he's probably dealt with a number of times.
But you know why? Because after that interview that came out with Lebertov was last Monday, everybody come to find out we would not be hearing from Tua until the following Monday.
My guess, Vlad, I bet you Mike McDaniel asked him to squash it.
I had to guess. You know what? This could have been all nipped in the bud last week.
Because Mike McDaniel sidestepped the hell out of it, and Mike McDaniel doesn't sidestep anything.
That's beautiful. This could have been all done last week, but when you find out that Tua is not going to speak again until the following week, what do you think they're going to be waiting the next 7 days to ask you?
Yeah, I get you.
So, like, what are we doing here? Like, come on, man. Everything's in context.
But I do think it's over now.
It should be over.
It's over. No, I think it's over, Leroy.
It's over unless Minnesota and Miami meet in the Super Bowl.
The only way he's not going to get asked about it by the reporters again. Not down here.
It's over.
Unless they play the Vikings.
In the Super Bowl, that's the only time.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
They don't play the Vikings.
Unless the Vikings-Dolphins make the Super Bowl, it ain't happening.
They don't play the Vikings this year. They don't. You guys play the Packers.
Oof, that's a scary.
That's why you're playing them in Thanksgiving. But yeah, that's the only reason. But it's over until they actually meet again.
All right, we'll take a break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
Jeez, man. Everybody's just leaving.
These show ponies just don't know how to make it to a segment on time.
Show ponies, my gosh.
Look at this.
Well,
we're the professionals.
We are back, and I am joined by the lovely and beautiful and intelligent Jay Fig. What's going on, Jay Fig?
Such a nice introduction. Thank you, Vlad.
I know they don't honor you. They don't honor you the way I should. What's
no, they just go ahead and they make fun of me. They troll me. They tell me I'm always late.
You know,
they're just simply too early.
Jeez. Well, I'm going to stop the throwing a bag mix because clearly both of them are not here. Jeez. Did you listen to me and Leroy's highly
Of course I did. I've been here this whole time.
Argument.
I just refuse to hear another segment about Brian Flores.
Mm-mm-mm. I just don't like lies, G-Fig. I don't like lies when people...
He was just trying to dismiss the whole thing. He wants nothing to do with it. This is the start of a new season. We don't have to go back
That would be like You ever see those pictures when a guy and his girl is walking and then another attractive lady walks by and then the guy acts like he didn't take a look, but he did take a look, and then the girl sees him taking a look and then he's saying that he didn't take a look? That's basically what that was. Did you hear Brian Flores' comments? No. Really? After 1 week, you didn't really hear those comments? Stop. Don't lie to me. Don't cap.
You know when you no longer want to talk about something? That's it. You were not being lied to, nor disrespected, nor was your intelligence tested, okay?
No. But that's enough. That's enough.
Please.
Still don't know where Tobin is. Still don't know where.
Where are these guys?
Leroy, I don't know. He might have been taken. Because I just see the chair. I mean, I see the door is open, and it's in an angle that looks like he might have been snuck and crept on from behind and might have been taken.
How was your weekend, Vlad?
It was great. It was great. Saw Buju. It was beautiful. Yeah, saw Buju at Amerant Bank Arena. Worked this weekend with Dan Day. You know, last weekend of Sports Day.
I had friends that went there.
This was our last weekend of Sports Day with Dan and Vlad. As you know, football.
Wait, what?
Well, because football's coming.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, you're right. Okay. You know,
football's going to take over.
You scared me for a second.
No. Well, trust me. We would have known. I would have been highly frightened myself. Definitely. I'm really wondering where Tobin is right now, because y'all understand there's not that many people in the station right now on a Monday.
There he is.
Hey. Hey.
Texted you 2 minutes ago. I said, how are we on time?
It's been like 10
And I got a read receipt. I was like, where is he at?
But you didn't tell me you were going to go get some.
What'd you think
I was.
I don't know. You do a lot of things.
You know what? How convenient that you both show up at the same time.
I'm not going to hear anything from you, Hobnobber McGee. Whenever you're in the building, you're out here talking to everybody in the sales building.
Who are you talking to? There's no one there right now.
And then Leroy.
I was doing a little thing called work, J-Fig, cutting us up the Dolphins quarterback and hearing what he had to say.
Are you trying to insinuate something about me not working?
What are you doing? When are you working when you're here? You hobnobbing?
I'm doing both.
Give me a percentage, because I'm thinking it's more of like a 70.
Minus, you're lashing.
I'm saying Tyler Hero yesterday. He said that basketball is 90% grind, 10% skill. I want to say it's like 90% hobnob, 10% work.
No, between absolutely breaks. Not true.
Who are you hobnobbing with? Nobody's there.
I wasn't hobnobbing. I was cutting Tua.
He was hopnobbing.
I was trying to get stuff for our audience. Excuse me.
All right.
I'll take my minus one. I apologize. By the way, didn't love his answer on the offensive line. Ugh. So let's mix it on up, dude.
We already played that.
Well, now it's back.
Yeah, but she's not prepared. I was to play for him again.
She's lashing out, dude.
No,
she's lashing out.
That's me and J-Fig being ready. At a moment's notice, when you guys decided, if one of you guys were gone, I could understand. But both? Leroy looked like he got kidnapped. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, where'd you go? Where'd he go?
The chair and door was open, kind of weird.
What snack did you get right now?
I didn't get no snack. I already had a snack.
Tua, he was asked about his confidence level in the offensive line. This is quite the answer.
On the offensive line in front of you, specifically the interior of the line, blocking for you.
Well, brother, I get the ball out fast, so I'm confident with anybody we got up there. I'll tell you that. I'm confident with anybody we get out there. So,
that's a ringing endorsement.
I mean, that's kind of why they all work well together, right? We ain't got a block because he get rid of the ball quick.
I don't know if that made me feel great. All right. We'll see. Oh, man. Why?
I mean, what do you want him to say? He gets rid of the ball quicker than anybody in the NFL.
A lot of confidence in these guys. You know, they've been working all camp. You know,
but
I cannot.
He saw Mike White and Skyler get folded up like cheap suits.
Listen, that's all on Mike White. That was like 12 Mississippi Mike White. Getting that ball knocked out. Poor Patrick Paul. I know Patrick Paul's getting moved. He's like, hey, no one? Also, why are they going for it on 4th and 8 in preseason?
Why not?
I don't know. Because you had a fumble that got returned for a touchdown. And by the way, it shouldn't have been called back. Ridiculous. Terrible call. Well, brother. Doesn't really matter, does it? We can have 5 Eichenbergs up there. I get the ball out like lightning. That's the way I took it. Hey, did you guys see this weekend the Goran Dragic farewell game?
No.
No, but you updated us on every second of it.
Whoa, it was great. It was Goosey's, dude. Oh, what a weekend. I had my stuff.
You called me a fat shamer.
What do you mean?
Oh.
No, they said they pulled a Leroy. That's what he said.
No.
People were fat shaming like Luka like crazy, dude. I'm telling you.
Is he chunky?
Luka?
Yeah.
You saw a video.
Right. Dude, is it factual?
There was an extra number on
his jersey. So is it factual?
There was an extra number on his jersey.
It was something.
Was it factual?
It was 757.
If somebody said Luka looks bigger. Is that fat shaming or speaking facts?
It's more of an opinion.
That's not an opinion. You either are or you aren't.
He's a pata.
When I made my comments about Chunky 52, he looked like he was squeezed into kibbutz.
I don't like what you're doing.
Pata. Did he not?
You're a bully.
Am I lying?
You're a bully. Wait,
Tobin, was I lying?
Look, whether Chunky 52 was like, chunky.
Now you don't care about the truth.
Wait, who's Chunky 52?
We don't know. We don't know his name. We just know his number.
On what team?
The Marlins.
Marlins.
He came out of his uniform so tight he was breathing.
This man's not nice.
In Creole, we call them patats.
Dude Leroy has no regard for human feelings when it comes to whether your uniform's on too tight.
No, that's not true.
He don't want to hear. Oh, okay, dude.
That's not true.
Listen. Leroy, when we went on the Heat tour, some people got to see Eric Spoelstra. Our tour got you fat-shaming everybody on the tour.
No. Dude.
Dude?
Vlad.
You were just shaming. It wasn't even fat-shaming. It was just shaming.
Wait. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
Right? We go in there. There's a guy. He got booty shorts on.
Hey, yo.
And I'm like, yes.
Wait, yes. He's wearing booty shorts?
Snug as a bug in a rug.
But you want to know, Vlad, he's leaving out the part where we're in a gymnasium where the acoustics bounce off the ceiling quite nicely. And he goes, can those get any higher?
Higher.
Now,
I
thankfully.
I turned around and say that he wasn't whispering.
Now, thankfully, I'm pretty sure.
Sound bounces off walls.
I'm pretty sure he was Swiss and didn't speak English, thankfully.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
What if he didn't?
That doesn't make it okay.
One of the perks.
Hold on. You realize that he was on a tour where they spoke English, so he understood what was going on.
He was just there to see culture.
So wait, you saying number 52 for the Marlins this year? Or
it was 2 years ago.
2 years.
We didn't that recognize
two
him.
Ago. 2 years
and
ago.
And we were in camp, so.
Anthony Bass?
Nah.
No. No.
Nah. But anyway, Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh got on the court. It was cool.
Good to see him playing a little basketball.
Played a little basketball. Got a couple free throws. I think he was the only guy who got fouled. Also, there was at one point that because some of the old guys didn't want to run back and forth, they were playing 7-on-7, and they just had guys stay back on defense. Because I was like, wait, wasn't Chris Bosh on the court? And he was like, nah, I'm just hanging out under the basket. So they had it going on. But Chris Bosh, he revealed when Goran asked him to play, at first, he wasn't going to do it.
Difference. It's different, but anything for Goran. I didn't even want to play today. I wasn't going to play because I haven't played in so long. But I just wanted to be out there with him, celebrate his career. Everybody doesn't get a chance to do this. You don't get a farewell game. You don't even get a farewell sometimes. So to be here supporting Goran, it's been amazing.
Damn. He's right. I mean, like, he didn't even get a farewell. Just like, hey, career's over now, Chris. That's like, what?
Some of us don't get that.
You didn't give a farewell.
Didn't show up.
You're just like, no, no farewell for them.
Well, it's kind of hard to go to camp when you're still limping. Right?
Fair point.
And not even knowing, like, I didn't know if I was, when I ended up needing to have knee surgery, but I didn't know if I was injured because I was old or it just took a long time for what I actually had to heal.
Goran,
so I'm like, yeah.
Goran was exhausted because he played a lot. And then,
you want to play your own damn game.
It's your game. Yeah, well. That's fair. But also,
could've ran a couple of laps or something before they played. Dude, nobody was in shape.
Slovenia, I mean, they pulled out all the stops because, like, in the middle of the game, they're like, all right, brates, one-on-one, Zolki versus Golgi. And Goran's like, So then it was Goran versus Zoran with the dad as the ref.
Oh yeah, that's like 30 years. It brought back memories of 30 years.
It was great. And then the thing that was really goosies, that like really like got tugged on the heartstrings, so Goran's international number is 3, right? They retired his international number. So with
really cool.
3 minutes left, everybody leaves the court except for Luka's team. So it's Boban. Love Boban. Joker, Luka, whoever the hell else was on their team. And then on Goran's team, the stars leave, and it's Goran, Zoran, Papa Dragic, and then Goran's son and Goran's nephew, who are like 7 and 8. And so they finish the game as family. And then the kids... Kids took him a little bit of a rhythm to get going. They hit some free throws because Boban fouled him. But after they missed...
All you got to do is stand up.
Yeah, but Boban picked him up at one point and let them dunk. So that was cool.
That's when you know you're tall, when you can pick somebody else up and hold them up so they could dunk.
Yep.
With no jumping.
I would like a... I saw Boban was looking for a gig. I know that he'd have no roster spots, but I would like a season of Boban in Miami.
Wait a minute.
What?
What is that? They're making John Wick 5.
He's got no job. He's like, I'm waiting for a job.
That's what I'm saying. He could be a job with Fox.
I think he's doing okay.
You think he's bigger as a he's going to move on to his State Farm next career? He's bouncing it.
Acting's next. So you know it'd be great if he joined inside the NBA for one season.
I love Boban, man. I would love Boban to have one season with the Heat.
Now he's a giant.
Yeah. Put him on intangibles wall.
It's a giant. You know when Boban's a few inches taller than the one you call a giant.
Yep. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.